joining us now on the ticket hotline. You had the very shocking audio that we played a little while ago, and you may have heard yesterday on Bad Radio, of Keyshawn Johnson making threatening phone calls to his ex-wife's boyfriend, threatening to kill him if he continued to date his ex-wife. We're going to find out what being Keyshawn's ex-wife is like. Is joining us now is his former wife, Keyshandra Johnson. Good morning, Keyshandra.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
First of all, let me say that my husband, Keyshawn, is a good man. We're back together now.
You're back together?
Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
And I'm just sick to death of all these reports I've been hearing in the media. I mean, Keyshawn's a good man. He gives me flowers. He takes me to dinner. And he kindly threatens anyone who ever loved me.
Yeah, I don't know if a good man threatens people like that. We heard that audio. That was pretty disturbing.
Let me tell you this. Yeah, get a little this. Every Friday night is family night at our house. And that's when he comes home with some other woman's on his breast and threatens the kids. It's a good time.
That's a good time.
So he did threaten this guy that you were going out with, though, right?
Back there, and I don't want to talk about none of that. I'm just here to defend my husband, Keyshawn. He's a very sincere man, Keyshawn. The other night, I was listening to his apology, and I could even hear the sincerity in his voice through 17 inches of water he was holding my head under.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how sincere he is.
This is Keyshandra Johnson, Keyshawn Johnson's
now. I ain't no doormat.
You're not a doormat.
No, one time he was upset at me for... I forget what it was. I think he was talking to my dying mother on the phone. And I said, look, me, Sean, I can take my mom's final request anytime I want. So you get this virus off my head and try to set my femur in a hurry.
Oh, my gosh. What you're talking about sounds abusive.
He ain't abusive. That ain't true. He's a good man. He's also a kind and funny man.
Is he?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about his sense of humor.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I remember this one time he was cracking my ass up when he was beating some guy I'd said hi to at the post office.
Yeah?
And he was doing like this funny voice. You know, it was kind of like a high-pitched screaming character who had been angered by something harmless. It was a good character.
Oh, God.
That doesn't sound funny. That sounds like assault.
Uh-huh.
Keyshandra Johnson, Keyshawn's ex-wife, with us here on the ticket.
Soon to be wife again.
Soon to be wife. I can't believe you're getting back together with this guy. He sounds like a nut.
Well, no, he ain't no nut. He just, we're in love, see? We're kind of like the Whitney and Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like he didn't like the fact that you were dating after you got your divorce.
No, he didn't like that, no. But that, see, I see that as a sign of love.
I don't know about that.
That's a sign of love when he wants to protect me. He wants to protect his woman.
Well, I don't know. I think when you're making threatening phone calls just because you're dating someone...
I never felt more love than when he broke off one guy's arms and replaced them with broom handles.
Oh, gosh.
He also dangled one guy off a Krakatoa.
Off a what?
Krakatoa.
A Krakatoa?
Krakatoa, the mountain.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And repeatedly kicked him in the gonads while he was doing it, too.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And I remember that, a couple times ago, he dropped a heavy object on a guy's foot. And I said, Keyshawn, where'd you get that earth mover?
Oh,
God. Sure. Earth mover.
Foot was broken.
Good night.
Yeah, we broke it up and got back together 47 times now.
Well,
that's true love.
And I thought that the last time I ain't going to see Keyshawn no more.
What was that?
No, last time I thought we were done for good, so I started really dating. Last time we broke up, I dated the tuna.
You dated Bill Parcells?
No, I dated women. You idiot, listen to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
I dated Bill Parcells.
Keyshandra.
Hey, I gotta go. Keyshawn's coming home. I bet you got a present for me. Hey, Keyshawn, you got a present for me there? Oh, no! Oh, my Lord, he shot the cat because I petted it.
Oh, that's terrible. Now, animal abuse.
Wow. I just like to cut down to like one gunshot a week. We can just cut down to about one gunshot. It'd be a lot better.
Hey,
there's two.
Talk to Keyshawn.